This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Northwestern Mutual faces a formal push from the federal government to turn over information about its diversity policies. The EEOC says the Milwaukee-based insurer hasn't cooperated with the requests linked to a complaint by an employee who claims they were passed over for a promotion because of their sex, race, color, and national origin. The EEOC stresses that it hasn't found any legal violation yet, but wants more details to decide. A Racine County man is behind bars facing 10 counts related to child sex abuse materials after his wife found illegal images on his phone. Investigators say they found hundreds of images showing children. 36-year-old Aaron Robluski is being held on a $500,000 bond. The 2025 Lancers will be legends. The Kenosha St. Joe's Lancers made history with their first ever state football championship, beating Cochran Fountain City 35-19 at Camp Randall yesterday. They were welcomed back into the city with a police escort. There are more state championship games today in Madison. It might be fun to help at the YMCA. The George Bray Neighborhood YMCA in Racine is asking for volunteers to help out at its food pantry. They especially need 10 people on December 3rd at noon to support a special volunteer day. You can find contact info on the YMCA Racine's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late-season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records, and obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half, so definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. It's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play five in seven games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, it's been a weird schedule for us. You know, playing obviously week one division game, and now I don't even know what week it is. 12, yeah. And it's been a long time. So it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have a couple back to back right now. So I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays Red Hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 31 tomorrow. Another sunny day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.